This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed cases. In the United States, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and almost 1.5 million confirmed infections. The World Health Organization Assembly is being held virtually for the first time ever due to the coronavirus pandemic. It faces the challenge of coordinating a global pandemic response complicated by tensions between the United States and China. Countries hope to adopt by consensus a resolution urging a joint response to the crisis, but the efforts have been clouded by deteriorating relations between the world's two largest economies. China's president told the assembly today the country supports a comprehensive evaluation of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after it has been brought under control. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the event is one of the most important since being founded in 1948. Australia is urging China to engage in discussions to ease trade tensions after Canberra called for an international inquiry into the origins of the new coronavirus. China, accusing Australia of playing petty tricks, recently suspended beef imports from four of Australia's largest meat processors and is considering imposing hefty tariffs on imports of barley. In an interview Sunday, Australia Trade Minister said he had asked for talks with his Chinese counterpart. Greeks flocked to the seaside when more than 500 beaches reopened and thousands returned to church Sunday. A ban on mass gatherings eased after weeks of staying indoors. Honduras on Sunday extended its blanket curfew for a week. The curfew, first imposed in mid-March, has been extended 8 times as the government attempts to avoid overwhelming the health system. This is VOA News.